And now it's time for Back Talk. That's where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere. Editor Ahmad Omar is here with us once again. So what do you have for us today?
Hey, Michelle, we've got a lot of updates today, so let's get right into it. We'll start with the spectacle that packed the fans into Madison Square Garden in New York this week. No, I'm not talking about Jeremy Lin's sanity that's got basketball fans excited. We'll get to that in the barbershop in just a few minutes. I'm talking about the Westminster Kennel Club dog show. We introduced you to one of the new hairless breeds in the competition this year. It's the National Dog of Mexico. Here's the broadcast crew on USA Network introducing the breed. Its name, for the record, is spelled XOLOITZCUINTLI.
Read that bottom line. Looks like an eye chart, doesn't it?
The Xolo.
The Xolo. That's the coward's way out.
Okay.
The Xolo is squintly.
There are quite a few comments on our website about the Xolo, which the Aztecs thought had healing abilities and warded off spirits. A poster going by the name Art Aficionado wrote on NPR.org, "Ancient superstitions notwithstanding, it's a freakishly cool-looking dog." But another poster, Dan Mulligan, says, "Whoa, that's not a dog, that's a rodent."
Dan, be nice. A Xolo named Giorgio Armani was awarded Best of Breed. He got a lot of cheers at the next round and even got pulled out as one of the top dogs in the non-sporting category. But in the end, it was a Dalmatian named Ian who won that group. Ahmad, anything else?
Yep, Apple has been getting a lot of attention for the conditions at some plants in China that make some of their devices. There are reports that factories there are overcrowded, employees are overworked, and there are even concerns about child labor and suicide among some of those desperate workers.
We covered the story earlier this month, and after a lot of negative publicity, Apple has taken some steps to address these issues. They have hired what they call an independent auditor, and that firm has started touring the facilities in China, they tell us.
Right. On Wednesday, the group's president, Aret Van Heerden, spoke to Reuters news agency about the conditions at a Foxconn plant in China where some of those products are made. He didn't have a final report, but he said, quote, "The facilities are first class. The physical conditions are way, way above average of the norm," unquote. And he even suggested that some of those suicides might have been caused by boredom and alienation.
We understand that not everyone accepts that interpretation. Watchdog groups have been quoted saying this audit is a case of the, quote, chicken guarding the hen house, unquote, and that the comments are outrageous, shocking, and offensive. So I am sure we will have much more on this story, and we will bring you more as events warrant. Ahmad, anything else?
Yeah, one last update for us. You spoke last week with NPR's Felix Contreras. He's a co-host of the Alt Latino podcast and a music reporter here at NPR.
We talked about how some of the categories at the Grammys have been eliminated or merged, and there are people who are angry about that.
Yep, and you also asked him for a couple of Grammy picks as well. Here's what he had to say.
Every time I predict, I lose. I've got this long track record. Although, you know,
Of being wrong,
man. But I do got to say, I really like Adele.
Well, he certainly nailed it there. His losing streak is over, but let's be honest, he wasn't really going out on that much of a limb there, was he, Ahmad?
Not with Adele, that's true. But then at the end of the conversation, you asked him for some other dark horses in other categories. Here's Felix again.
There's an album nominated in Best Blues Album. It's by the Tedeschi Trucks Band, Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks. Their album is called Revelator, and there's a track called Midnight in Harlem that my wife really loves. And I really like it as well.
Well, Revelator won for Best Blues Album, so full credit to Felix. That wasn't as easy a pick there. And let's hear that track his wife loves so much.
Stayed in the city. No exception to the rules, to the rules.
Okay, and remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. To tell us more, you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522 or visit us online at npr.org/tellmemore. Please remember to leave us your name. You can also find us on Twitter. Just look for Tell Me More NPR. Thanks, Ahmad.
Thank you, Michelle.
Gotta spend your whole life trying.